Why just bank when you can belong? At Great Basin Federal Credit Union, you're not just a customer, you're an owner. That's why your membership comes with so many perks and advantages over a traditional bank. From online account opening and loan payments, to mobile check deposits and free money management tools, we're constantly adding new features and technology to make your life even easier. Because we don't answer to anonymous rich investors, we answer to you. Bank like a boss at Great Basin Federal Credit Union. Get started today at greatbasin.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
What have you done for her lately? A-Master Mechanic reminds you to keep up on her maintenance. It'll save you money. Keep her running right year-round. A-Master Mechanic in Sparks, 358-6777. Mid-60s today and tomorrow, 70-degree weather for the weekend, close to 80 in some valley locations come Monday. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk! Let's start with some good news and some bad news. The bad news is...
It's early in the morning.
It's a little early in the morning.
Okay, so what's the good news?
Today is Thursday.
What's so good about that?
What's so good about it?
The week is almost over.
Almost over.
How long do you think a week is?
A week is a very long time.
Oh, I've had a really long week.
It's almost over.
It's almost over.
So let's get back to work.
You folks ready for a show?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
What's so great about Thursday? What do you mean, what's so great about Thursday? It's Recall Thursday for cash. And we just gave away $100. Big congratulations going out to Timothy. He knew the answer to our question. Yay! Yes, give him all the love, all the applause. Every weekday morning, you start your day with the news that happened overnight and the biggest news stories of the day. What time does the show start and what's the name of the show? Thank you for putting the Monica J. Show. But no, that wasn't the right answer. The show starts at 5 a.m. and it's called the Fox News Rundown. And Timothy knew that, so he picked up $100. It's that easy. Every Thursday, we are going to have that opportunity for you to win. Actually, every day we have the opportunity for you to win. Because that's what we're all about. Putting smiles on people's faces. I always wanted to do that. So, a lot of eyes opening up to the fact that corporations believe they run the world. It's up to you to bring them back to reality of they actually don't. That we run the world and we don't necessarily need their products or their services. Do you really need to have a Coke or whatever else products that they sell when you could just have water? I don't like just water. Well, have some tea then. You know, it's time that these corporations learn that they don't make the rules. They make products we enjoy. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you're not fighting back or pushing back on these corporations, then they will continue with what they believe we should all be living by. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com is Governor Sisolak's announcement to reopen Nevada just a political chess move? Stealing the thunder of the county commissioners? Curious. Yesterday's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should we legislate morals? 92% said no. 8% said yes. And as we learned yesterday, there are a number of morals that we already legislate. So the reason that I brought this question to your attention was there is a parent who wants to marry we'll just say his or her adult child in New York. And they're suing to overturn New York's law against incest for the sake of individual autonomy. Now, reading here from the Daily Wire, just in case you missed the story. The person who filed the lawsuit chose to remain anonymous because they seek the legal right to an action that a large segment of society views as morally, socially, and biologically repugnant. According to court papers filed earlier this month in Manhattan federal court, obtained by the New York Post, through the enduring bond of marriage, two persons, whatever relationship they might otherwise have with one another, can find a greater level of expression, intimacy, and spirituality, the parent further argued. The filing, which is intentionally vague regarding the parties involved, specified that the proposed spouses are adults, a biological parent and child, and unable to procreate together. Now, they further reported that the parent wants to walk down the aisle in New York City and ask a judge to declare the laws unconstitutional and unenforceable in their case, which the lawsuit actually dubs PAACNP. It stands for Parent and Adult Child Procreationable Couples. Parent and adult child couples for whom procreation is either virtually or literally impossible can aspire to be transcended through marriage and seek fulfillment in its highest meaning. The forbearer argues, claiming it would diminish their humanity if they were unable to tie the knot with the kid that they conceived. How many people are still out there just, you know, have never even tied the knot? Really? You need a piece of paper from the government? That sounds a little suspicious to me. Incest is a third-degree felony in New York and punishable with up to 4 years in prison. Incestuous marriages are considered void and potentially subject to a fine and jail time. Eric Rubel, who is a family and matrimonial law attorney in Manhattan, doubts incest will ever catch on culturally, telling the Post, "It's never going to fly. The closest you can come is Woody Allen, and that wasn't his daughter. It was an adopted child who he never adopted, and it still turned people's stomachs." That's what Rubel added. Even so, some far-left publications have dared to wade into normalizing sexual deviancy, such as pedophilia and incest. This is actually something that the Daily Wire went through back in 2016. The leftist media crusade to strip away stigmas from all damaging behavior has hit new lows over the last year. First Salon heinously tried to normalize pedophilia, and now The Telegraph is doing the same with incest. The leftist publication argues that feelings of genetic sexual attraction, GSA, are actually quite normal and should not be judged. Above all else, we must be tolerant. The left's only moral standard. Wow. The Telegraph, Charlotte Gill, exploits the recent disturbing tabloid relationship between Kim West, a 51-year-old, and her son. West initially gave up her son for adoption, but upon reuniting 30 years later, her motherly love took a nosedive into the deep end. The couple fell in love and are now looking to get married. The difference here, though, they're looking at having children. So I find this article quite interesting, really for the fact that I was called all kinds of names, intolerant and all these other things, because I pointed out the fact that the left, once again, were trying to normalize this. And I had a bunch of do-gooders from Lake Tahoe and in more enlightened areas log on to Facebook and tell me what they thought of me. Because this isn't what they're doing. Because they hadn't heard it before. Yeah. Just because you haven't heard it before doesn't mean that it's something new, that it's not being pushed, that it hasn't been pushed for decades. The reason that you're just hearing about it now is because somewhere along the lines, it reminds me of the movie Jurassic Park, where the animals would test the electric fence. It just, you know, everyone, go up and touch it. Oh, okay, it's still electrified. Go up and touch it. Oh, it's still electrified. Okay. Go up and touch it. Oh, there's a weak spot here. The left is constantly trying to find our weak spots. And when you have the woke crowd going around and using cancel culture and, well, using everything in their arsenal, literally, to not only cancel people, but to make them suffer, make their businesses suffer, this is how these things get through. So is this something that we're going to have to start asking our legislators? Is this something that we're going to need to bring out into the light of day? Should parents be allowed to marry children? Because even though this case is looking at non-procreatable or unprocreatable, again, you set the precedence. Because the next one will be with this woman. What was her name again? Kim West. They want to have children. So if you want to get rid of the law, what do you do first? Well, you get rid of a certain portion of it. And then that other portion will be a lot easier to get rid of. This is how far we've come. Whether you believe in God or not, whether you believe in personal rights or not, this is a hard one to answer. Because if you truly believe in freedom, the right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, if you are a consenting adult, then why should anybody else have a say in this? Personally, I think it's absolutely disgusting. It makes me nauseous and I want to throw up. Would I do it? Absolutely not. I love my parents, but I'm not in love with my parents. I'm not attracted to my parents. Pretty sure my brother never was either. But is this something that we're going to have to face in the future as normality? Thank you for participating in the poll. Should we legislate morals? 92% said no. Yet we are. Interesting. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Today is National Laundry Day, or as Post Malone calls it, Thursday. Former Bachelor star Colton Underwood has come out of the closet. Great if he ever does gay porn, he won't have to change his name. Colton Underwood. Seth Rogen turns 39 today. His party is BYOB. Bring your own bong. The stars of Duck Dynasty have a new show. You can stream it on Netflix. And today is also World Art Day. I'm celebrating by getting a new frame for my dogs playing poker poster. That's St. Bernard. This is not headline news.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this Recall Thursday, FM Recall Thursday, where Timothy won $100 cash for knowing his radio stations. Well, I just got to ask, hey, Kamala, you going to the border? Okay. Well, she is going to the border. Not our border. No. She's going to Guatemala. She says she wants to look at the root cause of what has this immigration crisis behind it. The root cause. What a dumb... Well, okay. Yeah, the root cause is because your partner, I won't say your boss because I know you're ready to push him down a flight of stairs. Your partner said, hey, come to America. We'll take care of you. Mayorka says he's working on getting the situation settled at the border. Yeah, getting the situation settled at the border means getting people on the buses and the trains and the airplanes that are taking them to where they need to be spread out throughout the country. That includes here in Nevada. Why? Because you can't have them all just sitting down in Texas. And if you haven't seen the paperwork, the manila envelopes given to people that literally say, I don't speak English, am I on the right flight? It's pretty disgusting. If you go back and listen to yesterday's program, had a great guest, Mark Jackson. He's with the Stronghold. My mind's killing me. It's a group that's bringing awareness to how our military men and women are just used as pawns, pincushions, experiments, and we can't get anything done for them. If we do, it's because somebody dug in and kept going through all the obstacles being thrown at them. You know who doesn't get obstacles thrown at them? Illegals. You come to Nevada, you've got the Office of New Americans. You're in this country illegally. They'll help you get occupational licenses. They'll help you get driver's licenses. They'll help you get housing. While Americans suffer at the hands of a Democrat government. Just thrown aside, literally. Why? Because Democrats need a voting base. Because if you talk to people who are true immigrants to this country, people who have immigrated from Mexico, from Guatemala, from Hungary, from Russia, from Yugoslavia, Venezuela, Cuba, the list goes on and on. But the difference is they did it legally because they wanted it all. They wanted to be a part of this country. They wanted to uphold our laws, our standards, our freedoms. Well, the Democrats have to flood the country with people who don't believe in that. So they have a voting base. And it's just going to continue. Well, it stopped for a while. Stopped for 4 years. Because Trump put his foot down. It didn't even stop that well under Bush. Because Bush was just a pawn and a puppet, just like Biden is. They're all tied together. And it's pretty sick because you would think as Americans, they would be tied to the safety and the betterment of America with Americans. Nope. Just for the betterment of the elite class. Because the more illegals we flood into this country, the more regular jobs that they take, the more the middle class becomes obsolete and disappears. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and excuse me, whatever time I can get from you. If you miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the podcast. And, well, be listening for your chance to win. Big congratulations on this Recall Thursday, Cash Recall Thursday, for Tim. That's right. Timothy won $100 because he knew that the news, the recap overnight and what gets you going in the morning, 5 a.m. Fox News. So, let me ask you this. Do you think that Governor Sisolak is just playing games, stealing the thunder from county commissioners who may have opened up their counties? What do you think? Is Governor Sisolak's announcement, that was honestly a mistake, I wasn't trying to slur it. Is Governor Sisolak's announcement to reopen Nevada just a political chess move? Because, you know, he is going to have to start working towards re-election. 991FMTalk.com, today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, should we legislate morals? 92% of those participating said no. Got to figure out, what do we want? What do we want from the Constitution? If we're going to live by it, you have to take the good with the bad. Always protecting children, though, first and foremost. Speaking of protecting children, child sex trafficking, adult sex trafficking, this is the true epidemic in this country. Not the flu. The true epidemic is trafficking. And there's going to be a huge rally at the Capitol Complex to highlight this. It's got to stop. It's going to be at the Capitol Complex this Saturday. Bring your flags, bring your signs, whatever you want. Stand together, hear guest speakers. Even those who have been trafficked. There are people who make it out alive. And if we're not paying attention to those people, well, that might actually be harder for them than if they were still in it. So many of them ignored, not believed. That's probably the hardest thing for them. But they keep going because they know they're survivors. So, everything starts up at 10 o'clock. I hope you're able to be there. If you're not, well, what can I say? Things only change when you participate. Speaking of participation, let's go to the talk and text line, 884-9910. Bob's on the line, wants to talk about Coca-Cola. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Monica. Can you hear me okay?
I can now.
Okay. All right, good. Well, I belong to a group of about 2,500 people, and it's growing. And our big thing, one of our big things, is boycotting some of these large corporations. And I have a letter that I sent to the CEO of Coca-Cola Company. It's real short, and it might give your reader, your listeners, some ideas. So do you mind if I read this on the air?
No, go ahead.
All right. Dear Mr. Quincy, it's James Quincy, CEO. It is my understanding your company was one of the local organizations that objected to the Georgia legislature's new voter laws. Somehow you got the misguided belief that these new regulations suppress voters of color and made it more difficult for them to vote. Nothing could be further from the truth. In actuality, these new laws expanded access for all voters and expanded protections against voter fraud. Either you are not familiar with the details of these laws, or you are in favor of voter fraud, as long as it is committed by voters on your side of the political fence. You may also have heard Joe Biden's comments about these new laws, in which he told four outright lies about the details. Even the Washington Post, which is arguably a left-leaning newspaper, gave Joe Biden four Pinocchios, and in parentheses, lies, for his criticism of these new voter laws. As a result of all this misinformation, MLB made the decision to move the All-Star Game from its original venue of Atlanta to Denver, Colorado. This means Atlanta loses much-needed revenue of an estimated $100 million from a city with a majority of black citizens to a city having a high majority of white citizens. Whoops, that sounds pretty racist to me. Add to this, Colorado has more stringent voter laws than those of the recently passed voter laws in Georgia. For over 60 years, I have been a consistent and frequent consumer of Coca-Cola and Coca-Cola products. However, because of your misguided and unconscionable criticism of Georgia's new voter laws, effective immediately, I will no longer purchase your products for myself, my family, and any of my guests in my home. It looks like Pepsi Cola won the Pepsi Challenge on this one. sign, Bob, et cetera, a proud one of $75 million and rising.
Bob, that's an amazing letter. That is absolutely fantastic. And I think you need to hang on to that and start making copies and changing the names because, excuse me, some new corporate giants have just signed on to the whole deal. And that is Amazon, Google, and Starbucks. So they're signing on to the bandwagon that others like Delta and American Express. I can't believe it. My husband actually got rid of his American Express card.
Well, there you go.
Blew me away.
Well, do you know of Wayne Allen Root out of Vegas?
Yes, I know of him. I don't know him.
Okay. He announced about 2 weeks ago that he is writing a book, which he expects to be out in June, of the 100 companies in the United States that have decided to do this. It will have the names of the CEO, the address, their email, that type of thing. And when Wayne says he's going to do something, he'll do it, believe me.
Well, I can't wait to see that. I hope we get copies to give away.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it will be circulated and popular, believe me. So anyway, I just wanted to contribute my little bit to it. So there you go.
Bob, that's absolutely fantastic. Bob, would you mind sending me a copy of that letter? Because I would love to put that on the website just for people to see that others do stand and take action.
I would be very happy to send it to you. And if you could tell me where to send it, or maybe your producer could do that, I would definitely do that.
You know, anybody can always send me anything at Monica, that's M-O-N-I-C-A, at 991fmtalk.com.
Well, that means you're going to send it online. I've had trouble I've been trying to get an email to you to find out who your campaign manager is, but I haven't been successful yet. So do you have just a regular...
Tell you what, Bob, you hang on. Thing? Yeah, you hang on the line and Dan will give you our mailing address. It'll be easy. Bob, thank you so much. Bless you for being a part of the solution and not part of the problem. You know, that I get this pointed out all the time. Dan, if you can help Bob and give him the mailing address. I get this pointed out all the time. All I hear are complaints, complaints, complaints. Where are the solutions? Well, the reason that so many politicians, media personalities, and whatnots are hearing complaints is because they haven't been listening to the solutions. They don't like the solutions. The solutions to the problems that we have been seeing and that we have continually had are voter ID, our hand-counted ballots, no electronics. Our solutions to problems are finish the damn border wall and enforce the laws on illegal immigration. They don't want to hear the solutions. So they keep saying, oh, all we hear is people complaining. Nobody's coming up with solutions. Well, there you go. Bob just came up with a great solution. He wrote a letter, sending it off, letting this corporation know he has no intent of ever purchasing their products again. And remember, it's not just Coca-Cola. When you're looking at things like this, they own a lot more products than just Coke. A lot more. So if you're going to make a decision like this, have the backbone. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Sorry. I was pulling up the Coca-Cola company to list off a number of their products. I wanted to make sure that I had them right, you know, like Dasani and things like that. And Powerade, Simply Orange, Fairlife. I thought I'll just go to their website and then I can see Smart Water, Vitamin Water. And I can just see the list. The first thing that pops up on CocaColaCompany.com, racial equity in the U.S. Taking action both within our company and in our communities to make a difference. Yeah. Isn't this that company that said, stop being so white? And remember, equity has nothing to do with equality. Progress towards racial equity starts with us, our Coca-Cola community. We have listened and learned and pushed ourselves to be bold in our thinking and planning. Our initial setup of actions is aimed at driving progress and a supportive culture at our company and in our communities. Well, you know, anytime you see progress, culture, yeah, you know there's going to be problems. So here's the deal. Just as Bob had pointed out, it's not about voter ID. It's about being able to cheat. Because these corporations, well, Bob didn't point this out, I'm pointing this out. These corporations want to have in place in the city councils, in the county commissions, in the legislatures, the people who will be friendly to corporate America and not to small business. I remember a while ago back when I started talking to Marshall at battleborn.cc for emails. Somebody called in and they really felt it was unprofessional of me that I would, you know, I would push a company and, you know, a server group that didn't have the standards of Google and of, you know, all of these big companies. And, you know, how do you know you're going to be safe? And you know what? All of those small companies started somewhere. Well, except for all of them started with millions of dollars in financial backing from nefarious people. But the point is, the businesses that I would rather do business with, grassroots, right here at home. And if more of us don't start thinking that way, well, we're not going to have any say in how we vote, in how we think, in what we do. For pleasure or for work, because it's just going to come straight down from the corporations. And you're seeing that right now because they're trying to silence us. We'll be back to wrap up the program. Front page, right there, CocaColaCompany.com. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I do have to say I find it interesting that so many people are getting involved in the debate about Coca-Cola and Major League Baseball now. Now that it affects us here at home, you know, where was the conversation about when China was bringing so much hardship on Hong Kong? Well, a few people tried to speak out. And then professional sports and companies like Coca-Cola shut them down. We kicked it around for a little bit and then kind of fell by the wayside. But now that they're on our home turf, now that they're doing this here, I think it's a much more eye-opening experience for people of how the corporations feel they have the right to control what people are doing. And that's just not the case. Hello, Monica. Had an interesting conversation with a colleague. It would be interesting to find out where the illegals are being sent. These are Democrat voters. There would be no reason to send these people to Democrat cities and states. They would be sent to Republican cities and states so they can swing the area towards the Democrats. This is why so many immigrants are being allowed to enter, to make a difference in the vote. Same reasoning as to why they want to make Washington, D.C. a state. This is an automatic Democratic vote in the Senate and Congress. Have a great show, Chris. Chris, you're absolutely 100% correct. And the more people that realize that, the more people will understand why we need to make sure that it doesn't happen.